Barach. Yoim Sheni from Erev Yoim Akipurim Toshin Ayin Hei. Now holding in the middle of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the second of the intermediary, actually the third of the intermediary days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and a person is now considering making Kabbalas and for the coming year, and a person needs to know how to approach it. As we told you over from Tosfos, the Lagoyin, Chaim of Lajner, and others, that the Iker Din on Rosh Hashanah is on Olam Haba. Not to say that it's not an Olam Haza also, but it's an Olam Haba. And the Beinoni is the one that's given a chance till Yom HaKippurim to see if he can be Zoicha to become a Ben Olam Haba. Now if that's the case, it means a Chayich. Now the first step in becoming a Ben Olam Haba is to understand, first and foremost, that the whole purpose that we're in this world is only for Olam Haba. As Zayd used to always say over from the Chaim Salvavis, that the Yetzer Hara constantly pushes a person to be distracted and not to think about Olam Haba. Now what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is a place where a person is Nene Miziv Shchinoso Yisbarach. He feels the kurva, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Shaiches is the ultimate goal for a person. Now you have to understand that this fight is such a fight, it's unbelievable. I mentioned to some of you that there was a letter that I read recently from a Rosh Kailo, who be'emes was somebody who grew up in a Varma Chassidish family, Hamish of background, and then he grew up and he steigdois, became a big masmit. He writes that he's able to learn an entire day without a hefsek and enjoys it. He finished Shas kama v'kama pa'amim. He authored a number of chiburim, of works. And he was crying out to somebody in a letter that in spite of all that and my success, I give shurim, I'm involved, I'm completely dead inside. To the point that I already skip some mitzvahs, and if I would be able to, I would choose not to do any mitzvahs. But he was reaching out for help, because he always heard that Amor Sheba Machzir L'Mutav. He knows all the Gemaras, he knows the Chazals. and the Maisi feels disconnected. He said the attitude came to him after he got married. He became associated with people that he'll call strict halacha yidden. There were yidden that kept strictly to halacha. And things that weren't halacha, they ignored. And they made a ashpa on him, and he attributes his kalkite, his krirus, to that phenomenon. Last week, I got a call from a member of a mishpacha chashuva, ma'oit, in Yerushalayim, where the father is an epitome of a ben toiva or ben toira. You've never seen that. But everybody dreams of a guy living and learning, levitating and learning, kochin and learning. That's his father. His father's in halacha, he's in limud, he's in asmoda. And every one of the kids, briskers, Yerushalaymels, Niretno Yiddish, from like the Dickens, Alachumris, serious Hamidichab, also involved. And a 30-year-old son one day came home to his wife, the board, Yerushalmi Payas, who is a long kaftan, Shtraimo, Shabbos, during the week, he was Yerushalmi hat, and he told his wife, Rebetzin, that's Kinderlach, I discovered there's another world out there. And that world is a lot more fun than our world. Dalton, he said in Yiddish, Dalton kem in ton vos mevil. Over there you can do what you want, how you want, when you want. First wife didn't take him serious, but he said to her, you should know, I'm ready to keep mitzvahs in. What I've been doing in the house is putting on a show, but I'm not putting a show anymore. And she said she wasn't going with him. He left the family. He became a completely fried and gamri, mikoil v'koil. He had a whole organization called Chayzer B'Sheila. And people go back to the question, period. Went off to Derech, Nebuch. And then his wife decided she was going to share. The kids were going to be nice to him. He said, I'll take care of them. The kids came to him, he cut off their payas. He put them in a public school. His kid doesn't know how to read one word in Hebrew. They don't know Yiddish. They can't speak Hebrew. It's like mamish, it's gefelach. Now the family is trying to fight to get the kids back. But this is a phenomenon, you should know, that of late has become tremendous. It's becoming widespread in America. And it's becoming widespread, relatively, not yechidim, it's not just one, two people, it's happening in larger numbers. And we have to understand why it happens, and how it happens, and how you could know if you're at risk, or if your children will be at risk, or if your friends will be at risk. Now the nakuda of the answer is one answer. These people, all of them. Just last summer, I got a call that I would get involved in a case in Toronto where a younger man who learned in Eretz Yisrael for many years and he became a licensed dayan, full smicha, but a serious dayan, not a dayan like, you know, to become a popa rabbi. A dayan to be on a bezdin, serious dayan, big masmid. Came home, came back to Toronto, he told his wife, you know what, I don't think I'm going into dayanus. I'm going to go to school, become a lawyer. He went to school, next thing you knew, he was becoming fry. And we had a Talmud in Toronto whose friends went to the same class, cheder, as that kid did. And when he went on Shabbos, he came over and said, Tati, you know, when I went to that house, Yossi's Tati told him, you can't play with the iPod on Shabbos when Moshe, your friend, is here. He said, otherwise you could. First the wife wouldn't go along, and then the wife went along. We know of a local mice like that. Former fellow learned here. Now he became, his brother was the head of the movement in America, and now he joined his brother now, and they are the head of the movement to help people go off the derech. This is people who went to very frum schools. Well, you always have to know what to attribute it to, but you have to know where is the tikkun lie and how you can tell if this is happening. The way it happens is that a person has not developed any relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world in preparation for the next world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lives in this world, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, does a lot of things. He may go to the mikveh every day, he may be a big masmid, he may really enjoy learning. It's not necessarily because he's burnt out of Torah. No. Well, it is. But what happens is the haschola of where it begins, the person has no shaykhes to the revelation. I can go from a very frum home. When it comes to Hashem, the feeling is they went through very strict upbringing, strictly reform. So that's not a protection. But if you have no shaychist and no kirva and no relationship to Hashem, you are at risk ma'oit. If you're a person who has never spoken with Hashem, there are many people who will tell you, but honest moments, I've never once spoken to Hashem. Didn't you daven, you say? Never spoke to Hashem. As a matter of fact, they were put off when people mentioned about a relationship with Hashem. Sometime it was through Leitzonis that they made fun of these people as emotionalists. And a lot of time they are wackos, because you see the people who say they have a shaykhus to Hashem don't do one thing that Hashem wants. So it's very hard to have, that's what that means, the shaykhus that they have is to an imaginary Hashem. Because a person grows big payas and he dances in the street or he smokes pot and gets high, that guy's going to pot. That's what he's worshipping. The Shem that he's worshipping is the Hashem of Pat. So, but he doesn't know anything else, he calls it Hashem. And then he went to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, or drug meeting, and told him, you always have to believe in a higher power. And the guy said, oh, do I believe in a higher power? I believe in the highest power of all. Pass a joint. So that's what we're talking about. It has to start with Kiyum HaMitzvah. I'm talking about people who makayim mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who daven when they're supposed to daven, who keep mitzvahs, who live normal lives. Not if people live imaginary lives, I'm talking about very normal, mostly healthy people. But inside, something is happening. And what's happening is, they're not developing any kesher, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara got them in that area. So if you can get a person not to do mitzvahs, you will shortly not have a shaykhus to Hashem. But when a person does mitzvahs, and he is seriously frum, having no kesher with Hashem will definitely bring your demise very close. But that's why people walking around, like the Pasuk says, Bifiv ubisvasov kibduni But the libam rochak mimeni, their hearts are very distant from me. The Navi already bemoaned this fate of toifsei ha-toira, that lo yidouni. People who toifsei ha-toira, they're upholders of the Torah, serious learners of the Torah. But they have lo yidouni, they don't know me. That means when we say lo yidouni, they know of Hashem. They have no das. Lo yidouni comes from the word das. Das means a keshem. Das means a chibur. So if you're that person, you're in great sakon. And if you're that person, you have to know you're going to have a burnout very soon. If not, if you have great joy in learning Torah, which is a rare occasion, but there are people like that. They talk about people in Europe, in some of the yeshivas, they used to smoke on Shabbos, but they would learn Reb Chaim, or learn Gemara for hours. They really enjoyed learning Gemara. They were trained in that, they mastered it. Hey, that stupid they weren't, but they weren't Shabbos Yiddishkeit. And that's why the Ma'or Sheba was a Machzadem Lamutov. Torah is a Sam HaChayim when a person views Torah as a means of having a Kesher with Hashem. Now, how does one have a Kesher with Hashem? First, by making Hashem a reality in your life. What does it mean, a reality? It means to talk about Hashem as if he's real. They say, Hashem doesn't allow this, Hashem doesn't want me to do this. You tell it to your friend and he says, nah, come on. A lot of times you encounter tremendous, from Talmid HaChamim, who can give gewaltic addresses. You'll encounter this, but it's what I bring up Hashem for, what is this? Your Breslov? That's what I think. Why do you bring up Hashem for? They don't understand the importance of having a Shaychus to Hashem. Now, how does one get a Shaychus to Hashem? There are different methods. By learning Gemara alone, if you have no Shaychus, you won't get a Kesher with Hashem. That's sad, but you won't get a Kesher with Hashem. The way to get a Kesher with Hashem is to relate. Relationships are something that happens inside a person, in his heart and in his mind. In order to relate to the dimension of Hashem, you have to connect to Hashem through your neshama. Through your chelek elikamima. How does a person turn his chelek elikamima on? One of the ways is chassidus. I once had a Talmud who was a brilliant fellow, truly brilliant. He had the ability to sit and learn an entire day. And he did it for years, in other places and here. And then one day he tells me, you know how sick I am? I said, sick? In what way? He says, emotion. Yiddishkeit to me is a farce. All Rabbonim are fakers. All from a Yidden, he said. Everybody in Yeshiva is mamish. What a joke, it's a crack. And the guy went on and on and on, and I said, wow. Baruch Dayan HaEmes, I said, you are dead. I said, so now you gotta come alive. So he said, could you make me alive? I said, sure. But you have to understand how this guy's mind works. It's, I can't hear what's. I'll give it a Muslim. Turns me off. I said, okay. What I think you need speaks to your soul is Hasidus. Now, he wasn't a Hasidus type of guy at all. He wasn't the Nazi type of guy. It wasn't his thing. He was a very, like a cold type of fellow. But he needed intellectual Hasidus. So what I did was, I went and studied by a master, Tanya. And I started learning with this fellow Tanya and teaching it to him. It's a very tifa sefer, very lomdish sefer. And I started to feed him Tanya. And the fellow started to do the following. He's a big master, he had the time for this stuff. But Shabbos in his Suda, this is what he would do. He would eat his first course, and then bring up a discussion with his wife. And he had a kayif to think about things intensely, in a very rational, logical manner, argue them out, in every sad, very unique mind, one of a kind. And he would, for the next hour and a half, sit on his couch, maybe nibble on something, and could, either the wife took care of the kid, and he would handle his discussion, and he was into his chassidus, I can't explain to you. Then when he came to the next course, his students would take like 3-4 hours. But the guy, it was a tremendous... Now, he didn't chap what I was doing to him. Because if I would say to him, you got to relate to Hashem, it's cut that baloney out. He would say, don't try to sell me. I'm not one of your other types of people there that you try to sell this baloney to. That's what he told me. And the fellow became so kosher. He became such about tefillah. He davened the longest Shemir Esrei. It was intense. Intense to the point where his mind was completely locked on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, from there was a flourish. Now he asked me every kasha in the world. You realize a person going around this world collects a lot of garbage. And your vacuum cleaner gets stuffed up the pipes. Every single pipe, it gets into the motor. And you can put a little chassidus in there, but it ain't going to suck like it's supposed to. Keep on putting your hand in the bottom of the pipe, and you get this faint. He said, is it working? You're not sure. And it's, we had to get stuff out of the pipes. You had to get a hanger out, and you got to stick the hanger in there, and you got to do some serious surgery. But the fellow eventually became to wear that when he was learning Torah, he was learning Torah with Hashem. To the point that he heard every word, it was a training. He trained himself to say, I am now listening to the words of Hashem. I'm reading the Ratzon of Hashem. He doesn't look at scenes, he doesn't need any book. He was turned on. Then the Torah does it automatically. The Torah becomes the Samachai. The fellow. And for him, that's what he needed. There are some people who can do it through Musr. There's two types of Musr. There's the Chayvus Halvavos Musr, which the greatest of the greats were connected to Hashem through that type of Musr. It was a very dry, unemotional Musr. There's nothing his slav is about it. Written in a very, originally in Arabic, translated by, not today, a great author, Shmuel Ibn Timon, into a very difficult, hard Hebrew. And it's something that is not able to read just in a sitting. You read paragraphs of it, it has to be studied, analyzed, thought about, and it's mamash tiklum, this is most people don't have more tension, everybody suffering from tension deficit disorder. When it comes to certain limudim, you don't know how to do that. So some Seifer was able to do that. Many other greats, my Zayda lived off the Chayus Halvavas, to the point that when he saw anything in the street, what he saw was Hashem. As Zayda told me, he trained himself that when he looked at another person, he didn't see the person. He saw Tzelem Elokim. He reminds him, excellent, this is Tzelem Elokim. Yankiv Tzelem Elokim. Shalom Tzelem Elokim. Shmuel Tzelem Elokim. When we look at people, we study them, we look at their features, look at their nose, how's the nose shape, does it go up, does it go down, is it wide, is it thin? You look at the eyes, big round eyes, and the thin eyes, the wider part. You study people's faces, so you look at their lips, thin lips, wide lips, high cheekbones, low cheekbones, ears sticking out, in the room, the small ears, big ears. You look at, and that's how people look at each other. We study intently. If you want to get involved with somebody, you study intently, you get mamish involved in his face. That's all. But to see a panemius, it's called panim. Panim means in Lashon Kodesh, panim. It's the window to a person's neshama. It's Masada trained himself that every time he saw a person, it was Hashem. He was with Hashem all day. Now, if you ever met my grandfather, he didn't look at that person. He didn't look at that person. He looked like a very cool cucumber. He didn't look like a chassid in any way. He didn't, wasn't the man that got near a mikveh. You couldn't push him in a mikveh if you tried. Wouldn't touch it. He didn't do anything that wasn't in the Gemara. But he got turned on to Hashem from the Gemara. Every Rashi, he would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him a Rashi, for putting a Rashi in this world for him to be able to understand the Gemara. When he saw Tosfos, oh, was that a simcha. Oh, the kindness of Hashem. Rashi's plenty, he said. Rashi's plenty. Hashem should think about me. I put a Rashi in the world just for me to learn Gemara. Really, the Rashi should have said, learn Gemara all day long. Make up shantim. Pack luck. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't get it. You understand? And just tell people the Fum Tzaira Agra. Hope once in a while you strike pay dirt, and sometimes you strike gold. No, that's part of life. You ever get people go fishing for gold? A lot of hard work, 99% disappointment, and 1% pick up gold nuggets. But not because it was Rashi. He thought that was Hashem completely. That was his thing. So, that's another way. And then you have the third type of Musar. That was more the Kelma Musar, the Navardika Musar. That was the battery grain. That was where they pulled out the stops and told you, my friend, you're going to be toast. I'm telling you, your neshama, where you're going, it's going to be chayshech, it's going to be maror, it's going to be a bitter, it's going to be for you, you're going to regret it. Gehenim kolo v'heimenim kolim, the fires of Gehenim will be going out, and you'll still be in Gehenim. And they, all of a sudden, the guy thinks, oh, and the guy reads about the different levels of Gehenim. He learns about Malachi Chavola, learns about Mazikim, and then there's an offshoot of that. As you get to the next step, you learn like a little Kabbalistic about Mazikim, about Kafakela, about different, you know, types of Oichim. That strengthens that. But the goal of all those things together, each Ma'al is one. Not to inspire you. It's to get you connected with your neshama and to develop a relationship with Hashem. A guy who knows that if he doesn't have a shaykhus to Hashem, it's going to be toast. So that guy says, oh, I better start doing Rosh Hashem. I better get friendly with Hashem. Get on his friendly side, because if I'm friends with this Hashem, I stand a chance. If I'm going to be on the wrong side of the fence, it's not going to. So you know what he does? He motivates them to have a shaykhus. That is what's called a ben olam haba. That's what a ben olam haba is. Now, if you don't take off time and train yourself in one method, what's going to happen is chas v'cholila, one day you're going to wake up, it could be in 5 years, it could be in 10 years, and a lot of yeshiva, I do this. Today there's a very big movement. See, Amol, a guy had that thought, but he couldn't do anything about it. He couldn't do anything about it. Today, it's easy. What does the guy do? He goes on the internet, and the internet guides him to all the boyrays that are full of nechashim v'akravim, snakes and scorpion pits. That's what the internet is famous for, and it takes you right down the toilet with one flush. Sometimes the internet brings a person to get those thoughts, because he goes on sites like this and he hears, or sees a written word written by one chayla bigger than another chayla, who's mamish espousing their garbage against Hashem and against Torah. Ki'ilu, the guy knows something, the guy doesn't know anything. It's very sad. And that itself helps him become distant from Hashem. Sometimes the mahalach is that when the person gets involved in garbage, tumah, Tumah definitely creates a tremendous mechitza and a screen between you and Hashem, and it creates what's called the blood doesn't run, the spiritual blood doesn't run through the veins anymore. You start suffering hardening of the arteries and stuffed arteries. And the next thing you know, Hashem, Atimus Halev, you have no shaykhus to Hashem. The only thing that gives you a high is garbage. And that's why you have to be frightened from this. When this young man of Yerushalayim called me up about his brother, I said to him, Zokmir, did your brother have shaykhus today? Where did he find this? In the Kail? He comes from a family where they're on fire. Yiddishkeit is fire. He said, he got himself an iPhone. So he became a chacham kol adam with his iPhone. Nope. I don't know what was going on. What did he get the iPhone because he had no shaykhus to Hashem? He was looking for something and the Yetzirah made him more vulnerable. Or did he get the iPhone and that created the vulnerability because it's through the tumah? But everything is such a simple dynamic. There's not one size fits all. Everybody has different mahalach. But the mahalach is always one. And that is, you have no shaykhus and no kesher with Hashem. So even if you learn, you like to learn. If that learning, you don't feel it's attaching you to Hashem, you're not a ben elam havi. You have no shaykhus to elam havi. In this world, we prepare for that kurva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. No one is created for his matzav in this world. You're created, as the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, for your matzav in the next world. So what behooves a person is, number one, to beware of the sakonis of those things that create mechitzas, especially the people that are usually drawn to those mechitzas are people who don't have such a stark connection to Hashem in the first place. But sometimes the Yetzirah sees a person who has a stark connection. You know what he says? That guy I like. He sees you as a great opportunity to bring you down. So what he does is, he introduces you to internet, and he says to you, you know what, you're a chacham. You're able to become a miskaber on yourself. You know how to do this. Like once had a fellow came here from a different state, he was in charge, he was a shliach from a other gadol in internet. I said to him, how come you have one of these big phones? He said, I need it for my business. I said, I need it for my business too. He said, what business is that? I said, it's our business. He said, what business? What kind of heter? No, the Dalem said, I'm a heter. In other words, the Rav in Eretz Yisrael that made a fool of himself, Nebuch. The guy went up and made a thing about internet phones, iPhones. And he went around from city to city getting people to bring their internet phones together, and everybody there would make a pile and they would all go and smash the phones. Smash your phone day, Laman Hashem. Then a guy catches him in his car with this big, huge phone in his hand. An iPhone, took a picture, and it went viral. Mazel tov, you understand? I tell you a lot. That's how it is. No, of course, the Yetzirah was smart, but the Yetzirah knew. I'm sure the Yetzirah told him, you're rough. You have a car for everybody. If you don't understand everything about phones, and you have to know the Yetzirah better than anybody else. So you're studying the Yetzirah, it's Hirashim. You have to know all the Yetzirahs that are out there, otherwise you'll be a temple. You'll be one of these guys, you want to be a Sharfa man. You want to be a guy at the top of your game. So you have to know what the Yetzirah is. So, just look for it to know how to fight the Yetzirah. So you check this Yetzirah out, that Yetzirah, there's different type. Harbi Minim, you understand? Kol Minim Kihim Sholtim Boy. And check all the Minim ahead of him out there, you say, wow. The next thing, Hashem arranges the guy should come in the window, the guy should push it, come and catch him. It's like, kulim him Hashem. Catch him on his phone in his car after finishing one of these sessions for smashing the iPhones, and we took that from his pocket. I don't know. But that's how it is. As I said, person has to understand no one is free of this Yetzer. And the Yetzer is subtle, and it's not a clear Aveir. It's not a clear Aveir. Because people say it's not my type, I wasn't brought up with it. It's not Hasidish. See, Hasidim a lot of times like it, and it keeps people in the chassidus, but it becomes childish. Because it's little, when you're younger, they give you hislavas. It's not intellectual. It's a childish thing. Well, like childish musr, there's such a thing as childish musr. It's not really, never matures into develops into something you can take with you into your mature life. So your body matures, and you try to hang on to that immature, childish, idol-like thing, and now you say, I'm not going to buy that now. It's true. You can't buy that now, because now you're a mature adult. You have to now take it to the next step and get into it in a deeper, even more intellectual, more understanding, and you develop a relationship. Everybody knows when you're a little kid, he was friendly with somebody, he thought he was going to be his friend for life. Then a few years later, he realized the guy was an idiot. You know what I mean? The guy's going nowhere in life. What kind of shaykh that with him? When you were both idiots, so you helped to have good shaykhs to the guy. But now that you grew up, not the same thing anymore. So Rabbi said, our job in this world, this is what you have to do. When we tell you to learn Musr, it's not to learn Musr. It's not to whack yourself. We tell you to learn something, it has to be something that's going to develop a relationship. Going to the mikveh doesn't necessarily develop a relationship. You spend 10 minutes, or the 15 minutes that it takes. Because many people think that's their avoida that's going to get them to Hashem. It's not. If you spend 10 minutes with a sefer, actually thinking about Hashem, that would change your life and Olam Haba. Think about Olam Haba. That's how you become a Ben Olam Haba. You tell yourself, Olam Haba is the best as that. Olam Haba is the purpose that I came to this world for. So I have to get myself into Olam Haba. How am I going to get to Olam Haba? I'm doing mitzvahs in this world. Staying away from Averis. But I have to make sure that my mitzvahs are gaining me Olam Haba. I have to make sure my Torah is gaining me Olam Haba. Now there's no better way than Torah. Torah is the most powerful one. That's why you have people make other type of people make mistakes. They're always working on the how-to. These are people who are always going to college. They buy every book in the library, building sukkahs for dummies, building houses for dummies, building computers for dummies, building your life for dummies. They have every dummy book in the world. They have books that tells you how to build everything and do everything. You know what happens? They never finish any one book. They get bored halfway through, and they start the next one. So they're always learning, never going for the goal. So you have people who are always learning this Musr and the Chassidus, or playing these games, but they never get close to Hashem. They think they are. But they're not doing what Hashem wants. So you can't have relationships. Like a guy says to you, "Oh, I want to be your friend. 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 I want to be your friend." Let me tell you what I do. So what do you want from me? I want to hang out with you. You want to hang out with me? Great. Let me tell you what I do. This is my business. You want to assist my business? Sure. But then you find out all the guy wants to do is hang out with you and be a nudge. He wants to all day tell you, "I love to hang out with you. I love to. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to accomplish something. You want to work with me? Fine." Hashem says, "Balabayis deichik." What does balabayis deichik mean? Let's just take the mixture of it. Balabayis deichik. You know what the Velt learns? That Hashem is pushing people. No. Know what Rabbi Yerucham says it means? Rabbi Yerucham says, balabayis deichik means Hashem has an agenda. Hashem is running this world with a very clear agenda with a goal. You're either with him or you're not with him. His goal is going to be accomplished. You want to help him with his goal? Join the boat. You're an El Habaman. You want to hamper Hashem? Hashem's going around you. Hashem's not stopping for you. He's not pushing you. The deichik is Hashem's under a dechak. He's under a pressure, Hashem, to bring the world to its fruition. For him to reach his goals that he has for the world. It's not, he has no goals other than for you to do goals. Hashem is running this world. He's the CEO. And he's making this world happen the way it's supposed to happen. That's why a lot of times you talk to somebody who's already off the derech, it's very hard for you. Because It's not a matter of vikuach with them. It's tanu chitim oy lemisur. You tell a fellow, you realize what the ikar is? To have relationship with Hashem. You realize you have an neshama soul? Why did Hashem, according to your philosophy, you should have been down. Maybe the next time at home you'll be zeich. You'll be born a Rottweiler. Maybe you'll be born a German Shepherd. Maybe you'll be born a mutt. You understand? You'll have some Schwarzer using you to fight other dogs. That's what you want to do. You want to live a dog's life, you become a dog. You have to think about this. What do you want to be? So it's hard to get through to them. Because the premise is, I'm here to relate to Hashem. And you say, he's not my friend. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not buying into that. V'libam rachak mir, lo yidoni. And especially got one that knows something, oh, that's terrible. That is heartbreaking. And you get somebody who knows, and I try to argue with him, give you gemaras, a hin, and a hair, and he tries to sound London, she is there. Terrible. This is what a person has to understand, that this is what our void is in the next few days. When we say, when I tell you, when Mikhail Losh tells us, the Mishnah says, Yiras Chetoy, Koydemis Lech Chachmose, means when you learn Torah, say, Hashem, I have Chetoyim. And those Chetoyim impede my relationship with you. So I'm going to learn Torah to minimize, to demolish, to nuke my Chetoyim. Oh, you want to do that, Hashem says? Let me help you. That's a bowl of Tayyar Messiah, I said. Then you have a person who's learned Chachmos of Torah, just give me your Chet. He's not afraid of his Aver, but Shach, Aver is a Torah. Aver is one thing, and Aver is another thing. Oh, no, that's a mess. So Rabbi said, go now and earn some Melam Hab. Go learn Torah with the idea Hashem, and think, remind yourself a few times when you learn it. Tell yourself you want to talk to Hashem. And of course, like Mazel used to say, if you come to davening on time, or you come to davening late, you are not talking to Hashem in the least bit. You wouldn't talk to a human being like that. Because then if you had an appointment with a chashiva officer, a chashiva person, you wouldn't come 5 minutes late. Not especially if you knew it was a very important time of the year. You wouldn't. Unless you didn't care about it. You didn't care about it. You didn't see this opportunity, it meant nothing to you. You come late, you come this, you know, davening, you're not trying to think about davening, you think about Hashem. And basically, you must develop this relationship. Best way, through Torah. But Torah alone will help you. You're going to have to give it some thought before davening. Whatever you say, you're going to learn, whatever type of mahala you're going to take, you got to have this. And Hashem has ways of bringing us to Him. Hashem brings tzaras on a person. That tzaras wakes us up. And Hashem says, come on, come to me. I'm the only one that can help you. That's what Hashem does. And the tzaras bring you back to Hashem. Some people don't care about it. They'll try their own mahalach to deal with their tzaras. Some people will come back home. They'll tackle. They'll have a relationship with Hashem. They'll start a relationship with Hashem. And then, you're going to make it.